This is a Collider.com audio interview.
You look great. Can you tell us what you're wearing?
No, I don't know. I would. I'm not being secretive about it, but I actually really don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just saw it and went, oh, I'll wear that.
Is it, it's your, it wasn't stylist or anything like that?
Oh, no, I saw it on a rack and I said, I'll wear that, so.
Is that weird for you?
And I'm not, No, I'm sorry, I was just apologizing for being inept.
Is that weird for you, people asking all the time what you're wearing and asking about fashion and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's so weird for me because it's not something that I think about a whole lot, and it's such a large aspect of that area of like media. It's weird.
Jesse, what are you wearing?
Also, Jesse,
what are you wearing? Is that like a yellow shirt?
Somebody left it in the hotel room.
So, Jesse, talk about playing the director, as it were. I mean, this is his life. This is sort of his story. Does that put extra responsibility on you to play him right, as it were?
I mean, it was fictionalized a little bit, but no, if anything, it was really nice and wonderful to have him there to discuss all of the situations, and, you know, it just meant that the script had a more personal quality to it. You could just tell by reading it once that, it, you know, it came from something more real than most scripts that you read. It felt more authentic. All the characters did.
Does Greg have like mannerisms that you were sort of trying to pick up on at a certain point?
Yeah, Greg is like he's extremely earnest. You know, he's like extremely careful about what he says. I mean, it's all in the script. It's all self-explanatory. If you just read the script, you'd probably know something about him even before you met him. No, that all comes from him. This over-explaining, this over-sincere.
Do you feel any pressure of because of your character is kind of based on him, on like being like you kind of wanted?
A little bit. I feel more pressure for myself because it, like I also feel similar to the character, and the pressure is I feel with that you have like a great more hyper awareness of what you're doing. If the character feels very personal to you, I feel just personally you have a greater sense of like if something doesn't feel exactly right or accurate or honest, you're much more aware of that. Whereas if the character is something that you don't have any basis for, you know, nothing feels terribly wrong.
But you've done this before. You did this to Squinda well too.
Right. Yeah, and that guy. Yeah, but I'm like that character is kind of this like arrogant, like kind of petulant kid.
So it was based on the
right. Yeah. It was based on the director, and he. It came more easily to me because it felt like I don't feel like that. I don't, you know, this kind of an arrogant, you know, kind of obnoxious kid, and so yeah, it felt like more. I wasn't as aware of what felt right or wrong.
I wanted to know: did Greg tell you that your character was based on anyone that he knew, or was it? How did he present it to you?
I think she was based on, like, compiled girlfriends of his in the past. Like, a melding of a couple different people. Failed relationships with girls that were kind of damaged. But not a specific person. So it wasn't, like, one relationship that he had. This was the movie. It was, like, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Did you know anyone kind of like that, that when you were growing up, and did you have any experiences of going to, like, you know, theme parks or something?
I never met a terribly introverted, damaged girl at a theme park in the 80s.
But did you kind of base the character on anyone you kind of knew or anything like that, or relate to her easily?
I mean, I related to her because she's... I like characters that are written, he was talking about it a second ago, like, that are whole, that don't feel like, you know, it's easy to tell what would be right and wrong and, like, how they would feel about something because they're very defined. It's not like they're just a placeholder. I'm not, like, the girl in the movie. She's a real person. So her, I mean, I got all my inspiration from her. It was like, I could imagine what it would be like to... not like yourself very much and not have a mom and not have a dad to reassure you and just sort of be kicking it alone and feel like you're sort of smarter than everybody but no one gets it. You know, it's like, I get all of that. And then, like, the masochistic aspects girls are good at, so I can relate on that level.
Did you relate it with the girl who they kind of sleep with the much older the guy? When I was high school, I had a friend who slept with much older friend. And kind of, oh my god, it's kind of weird. what's your comment?
Yeah, I don't think she's too excited about it. I think it's masochistic, like I said. I think it's an outlet for her, and it's just something that she can go do, and it's, like, mindless, and it's like she has a void, and it's not necessarily being filled by that, but it's a distraction, and she's not proud of it. Like, that sounds like she probably went to school and was like, I'm dating this older guy, and it's so cool. She's ashamed of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't tell people about it. It's obviously not something that she's too excited about. But she keeps doing it, so.
You did that in what just happened as well.
Yeah.
Played somebody, but that was more of a rebellious thing, that character against her own father.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was more about, like, her dad getting to know that she was actually a real person and not just, like, a little girl, you know, that your little girl is going to grow up into a woman that does things for her own, you know, like, who makes her own personal choices that wouldn't necessarily coincide with his. It was like, you know, she's a grown-up now, and that's hard for a dad to deal with. Yeah, but I don't think it was defined. I think she may have actually really liked that guy, you know, like, it seemed like that funeral thing was actually genuine. She wasn't just there to piss her dad off.
Right.
It was like...
Right.
The movie takes place in a decade in which you may or may not have even been born yet. Is there anything movie-wise, music-wise, or pop culturally from the 80s that you guys really gravitate towards? Is there something that you love from that era?
I loved Lou Reed for a while, you know, before the movie. I was so happy to see that he would be included in the movie. Like, I mean, he was even in the script, obviously, because it's part of the plot, but yeah, not much else from the movie. Like, I didn't really know so much of the music, but Greg had made us, like, some mixed CDs of the songs from the movie, and I loved all the ones that the characters are supposed to love.
Anything from you, Kristen, that comes from the 80s that you love?
Same here. You know, I really like Lou Reed. I mean, I like a lot of music from... I like the sort of alternative music. And I'm not too into, like, Rock Me Amadeus, but... Yeah.
Did it feel like you guys were making a period movie, though? Did it feel like it was sort of older and less familiar? Or did it feel like it could have been yesterday?
It had a quality, but I think even if it was made now, it would still have this kind of nostalgic quality. Maybe because it was being made by somebody who... you know, and kind of live through it, even if he said it now, which I think, I mean, it doesn't make a difference, but that's the kind of something. I'm sure, like, maybe, well, no, that's still, I was thinking of saying something, but then I remembered all these microphones are on.
Turn that off.
What's that? Yeah. It had, like, a nostalgic quality, but again, I think that probably just exists because of the tone of the movie, not necessarily even because of the, you know, period.
Were there any traits, Jesse, with the character that you could particularly empathize?
Oh, true. Yeah, yeah.
You're asking, like, if he's a virgin?
Oh.
I would not.
That was the next question.
That's a great question, if you want to answer that.
Sorry.
No. Okay. I can't think of anything funny in response to it. yeah, like what you were saying before, I love, like, he's, like, so earnest. Like, I always feel like I said something stupid and I have to explain to somebody what I meant. You know, it's always, like, this constant...
Thing,
yeah, exactly.
I'm curious, you both work a lot. What is it about a script when you're reading it that you know, I want to be involved with it?
Well, usually just if they choose me and to be in it. But I don't know, Kristen.
Yeah, this is going to be a great movie. They obviously are going the right direction. In choosing me.
Right.
Outside of acting, have you ever had an unusual job, or have you been pretty much in acting since your kids?
I've had unusual acting jobs.
Me too.
Why?
I did like musicals when I was 14. That's the strangest possible thing you could do. Disappointing to fathers. But yeah, no, nothing really eccentric.
was the most fun scene that the two of you shot together? What was the most fun?
We get to go in the bumper cars, but...
God, I didn't think that was very fun, though.
Yeah, it wasn't fun at all. I just felt like it just seemed like something you'd say in an interview.
Yeah.
Is acting in bumper cars different from acting on dry land?
It is. It's terrible, because the really only way to film it and get a close-up is to, literally mount the camera, this heavy thing, on the car, and that's just the worst, because you can't act at all moments, you know, with the thing on the car. Yeah, there's no easy way to act on that thing. And then they recut it to be that we go on the bumper cars because we ate pot cookies.
Yeah.
But in this original script, it was not at that point, and I thought it would have been a little funnier to, like, if we were supposed to be stoned, to just be, like, driving extremely cautiously.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, sorry.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Sorry, did that hurt?
Just paranoid about where you're going. Like, right. But it was in the script in a different order, which is, they do that all the time in movies.
Was there anything fun about, like, when you weren't shooting, did you play around on the rides in the actual theme park, or...
I'm trying to remember if we said this at this table, but all the tables are round and have microphones. I can't remember. No, I guess, well, I think the insurance didn't allow. I don't even know. My whole mind is turning into itself. Like the snakes that eats itself. We didn't go on any of the rides until it ended for fear of us dying.
Yeah. Did they really say to you can't go on the rides?
We weren't allowed to go on the rides until the end, and then they stuck us on like the most dangerous rickety wooden old ride that they had at the park, and that was the one ride that we got to ride. We did it like 15 times, and we were like...
Yeah, they just let it go and go and go. It was fun.
Yeah, that would be very frustrating to see all these rides and not be able to go.
It's especially funny, though, to see him on a ride because his enthusiasm was very... It's like, oh, yes, that was very fun.
I agree, that was enjoyable.
I agree, that was very enjoyable.
Okay, so obviously I would be remiss if I don't ask you the typical Twilight question, but you're getting ready to shoot the new one. What's the best thing that is about making this new one? What's the thing you're most looking forward to?
Just picking up sort of where we left off. I mean, it's the story has... It's very... I mean, there's like a six-month period in between where the first one ended and the second one picks up, but it's... Nothing's changed. They're at a good, solid point in their relationship, whatever. I'm interested to see him leave, because that's what the first one's entirely based on. It's just that abandoned devotion, ultimate love story, and now she's going to be stripped of that. And so Belle is actually an interesting character on her own. And Taylor Lautner is Jacob, and he was under deliberation for a little while, so we're glad that he's...
Well, he was saying at the time that he was going to be working out and that he was suddenly 20 pounds heavier.
He's jacked. It's crazy.
I saw a photo, and it looks almost like he's on steroids. He's so big, isn't
he's
he?
He's not on steroids.
I know, but... Come on, but he must have been doing some serious gym time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you shocked when you saw the transformation? I saw him about, like, midway through, and I was, like, taken aback by how much he beefed up.
Yeah. I've seen the steady progression. I've seen him a lot since then, so it's not been like... If I had seen Taylor, who did Twilight, to Taylor right now, is about to start New Moon, I would be like, he's an entirely different person physically, and he's also, it took him so much time, he's like so devoted, he's amped, he's really excited.
If I could do just I heard that the third one is coming out like the following summer. What does that mean for you guys as actors? Are you just in these characters for like the next year? Are they giving you a break? I don't know how that works.
I have a movie in between. I do New Moon, and then we do Runaways, and then I do Eclipse.
Oh, yeah? Joan Jett?
Yeah.
So are you looking forward to that?
Yes.
What kind of research are you doing?
Just trying to, like, immerse myself in that music scene. Not in the scene, but just to, like, educate myself about it.
Has there been any question about you doing Joan Jett from the people who are... putting out Twilight for all these young teenage girls who...
Luckily, they have nothing to say. Yeah. So, no.
You're not concerned about that image at all because you have so many young girls who are just crazy about you.
Joan is such a remarkable role model for any young girl. I mean, she was the first female to start a record label. She was, like, so young. Like, if not 18, I think she was in her early 20s. She's an activist. She's a feminist. She's, like, a great role model.
So here's the big issue, with a big question. Can you get Joan to do music for Twilight, or you see what I mean? Are you doing your own singing?
I don't know yet, to be honest. I want to very badly, but I also want it to sound right, and I don't know if I can necessarily... I don't know if it'll be like a combination, like they'll lay our voices on top of each other, or if it will just be her or just me. We'll see. We'll see like how able the other actors are to play the music themselves. It would be awesome. We're definitely gonna like band practice. We're gonna be a group of people that could actually make music together. It's gonna be, there's a lot of performance in the movie.
And Dakota Fanning's doing both movies, right? So
yeah.
Have you worked with her before?
No.
And so just looking forward to spending like the next year with her basically on sets.
Yeah. I mean, yes, absolutely. She's like, you know, I've always loved what she's done. She's very, like, controlled and poised. And then, like, in terms of her actual work that she makes, it's, like, always so different. And she's going to rock this. I mean, she literally, she, talk about a bandit. She's going to have to lose herself in this because it's really, like, it's pretty heavy.
Is there a sequence that you're especially looking forward to doing, seeing that you want to shoot, like you're really amped up to do?
Yeah, God, there's so many iconic, they have, the relationship that's really interesting is Shuri and Joan, there's the two front men of the band. They get tattoos together in Japan, and they still have, I mean, obviously they still have the tattoos, but I'm looking forward to that, just because it's sort of like a fun part of the movie. I like the big conflict. It's like Shuri can't really handle the success, nor does she want it necessarily in that respect. Like, and Joan is a very steady, self-assured. I mean, she knows this is like it has kickstarted her whole career, and so to watch it all fall apart and her still stand, I'm excited about that. And it's a really explosive scene. It's like, you know, amps are kicked through and like guitars are smashed.
And how is the difference starting new movie knowing what to expect? Like having, you know, you know now what the Twilight thing is.
So much easier. I mean, it's just experience. I mean, it's just realizing that it's a different world that you have to, you know, I'm just more aware. I mean, you know, it's easier. It's like I'm not as freaked out by it. It's all proven to be fine. And at first, I was just kind of freaked out. I was scared of it.
Does that mean you can have fun with it, or are we still not at the point where fun is a possibility?
I mean, sometimes things are fun, but you know, as long as I say what I mean and it's not entirely jumbled and I feel like something's gotten across, then I'm proud. Like whatever. Like as long as I keep doing what I like to do, then whatever happens with all this stuff is just going to happen. It's like whatever.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you from the T-shirt line with Nikki? She told our magazine.
Oh yeah, we're messing around with T-shirts.
Nice to see you.
But not like a line. It's like nobody else is gonna. I mean, we're like Sharpie drawing on. Maybe see them.
Maybe
you
won't. Oh, okay.